Now to the land of letters. Joining me to sort through all your mail is producer and editor Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Right, today, what's the deal? How you feeling?
I am feeling great. So what's up first?
Well, you know, we've been talking a lot about Detroit's Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. He's been in a mess of trouble lately over a so-called text messaging scandal and the subsequent allegations of a fat payoff to cover up the whole thing. Eric Brown blogs for the Detroit News, and he's had some choice words for Motown's embattled leader.
This is a situation that has gone on far too long. I think he's at a point right now that he cannot effectively run the city of Detroit. His credibility definitely is shot, and I think it would be in his best interest to do the Elliot Spitzer and walk away.
Well, slow down there, Eric. Listener Kayfing Moore isn't trying to hear any of that walk away talk when it comes to his city's mayor. Kayfing wrote us to say this. All of the bloggers you have commenting about the story are reporting the corporate viewpoint on the situation. The brother from the Detroit News, who says he's from Detroit, offers the same suburban corporate report on the city. He makes mention about the crime and other negatives in the city. He doesn't mention the progress our city has made under the leadership of Mayor Kilpatrick. Under his leadership, downtown Detroit is now a pleasurable place to visit once again. In addition, the neighborhoods, for the first time in decades, are being redeveloped during one of the worst economic periods in this city's history.
And last week, we talked about the complicated history of black patriotism. We got a couple of letters on that one, including a note from Anita Fuaz. She wrote in to tell us she was disheartened by our story. Anita says, the guest as well as the host seem quite clearly to say that black Americans can be proud of this country only because the country has made progress in how America treats blacks. True patriotism involves caring about your country as a whole and wanting to make it better in every respect. By focusing solely on that treatment, horrible as it may be, the program implies that, in fact, blacks are not patriotic because they are not remotely interested in the country as a whole or the treatment of any other people in this country. That perception that black Americans care only about themselves weighs heavily in how other ethnic groups view black Americans. Well, Anita, thanks for that letter. We chose two guests who could speak to different aspects of the African-American experience, but there are more than two sides to the story, and we didn't choose a side.
And Edward Countryman teaches history in Dallas, and he wrote to weigh in on black patriotism. Edward says, in the long, miserable history of slavery, many people found their way to freedom while slavery itself continued. Most simply said, hooray, I'm free. But thousands of people gained freedom during American slavery's first breakup, during the Revolution. As far as I know, these were the first people in world history to think, now we are going to attack this thing. They are what made Frederick Douglass possible. They were exhibiting the very best thing about American history. Being white, I would not presume to tell black people what to think. But having such a heritage seems to me to be a pretty good reason to be patriotic.
And finally, listeners showing us some love, Debbie Maya describes herself as another white mid-aged fan, and she writes, I look forward to your show every night, Monday through Friday, on WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina. Your staff and guests definitely invalidate any negative stereotyping. I love your show. Keep up the good work. Debbie, thanks for the letter. We promise to hold up our end of that deal if you promise to keep listening and keep on writing.
And that's it for letters, but please keep yours coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us, and be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Christopher, thanks.
My pleasure, Farai.
That's our show for today. Thanks for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org.